This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. 18 people have been injured after a charter bus carrying students from the Missouri School for the Deaf overturned in eastern Missouri. Missouri Highway Patrol Troop F spokesperson Sergeant Pyle Reinsch says 15 students were injured, along with the driver and two chaperones. He says the students were transported to University Hospital in Columbia with minor to moderate injuries. Police say the crash happened around 1:30 this afternoon near Danville as the bus was exiting Interstate 70. University Hospital spokesperson Mary Jenkins says at least 8 children have been admitted into the emergency room, none with life-threatening injuries. The governing board at Missouri State University is pleased with the performance of the school's new president and has boosted his salary. The Springfield-based school said today that President Cliff Smart had exceeded expectations. The governing board has approved increasing his salary by $25,000 to $300,000. Smart donated the entire amount to the Missouri State Foundation, designated to the Dr. Alice Fleetwood Barty Endowed Scholarship. She was a longtime political science professor at the school. Smart was chosen as the university's president this past October. He was named the interim president in June 2011, and before that had been the top legal advisor at the university. A $380 million project to upgrade the grounds of the Gateway Arch is officially underway after two members of President Barack Obama's cabinet helped break ground for the project earlier today. Construction is expected to begin as early as next week on a park that will sit on top of a concrete and steel structure that will be built across Interstate 70. Rerouted roads, new bridges, landscaping improvements, and other work are also part of the massive undertaking that officials hope to complete by October 28, 2015. That's the 50th anniversary of the topping of the arch. Missouri has started its 2014 fiscal year with a dip in revenues compared to last year. Figures reported today by the Office of Administration show that state revenues in July were 4.8% lower than the previous July. Budget Director Linda Lubering said the decline occurred because last year's figure was boosted by Missouri's share of a national mortgage settlement. The 2014 budget started July 1st and is based on a growth in revenues of 3.1%. Missouri officials say U.S. Bank plans to expand in St. Louis County, adding up to 260 new jobs. The Department of Economic Development said today that the expansion in Earth City is to house mainly mortgage customer service representatives and technology staff. Minneapolis-based U.S. Bank has more than 4,000 employees in the region, including nearly 600 who work at its two existing mortgage campuses in the St. Louis region. U.S. Bank will be eligible for about $4.3 million in state incentives through the Quality Jobs High Impact category. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.